It's day two of the Virginia Film Festival, and I have the privilege of sitting across from Harry Chotiner, a longtime friend of the festival. Now, I've spoken to many people here, Harry, and I often introduce them as a director or producer or actor, but you're something else entirely. You are truly a friend of the festival, and you've been coming here for years.
Yeah, for about 6 or 7 years, doing a variety of different things. I teach film classes in New York, and so it's great to be here. It's great to be part of this festival. I teach film criticism, film theory classes at NYU's School of Continuing and Professional Studies.
Mm-hmm. And you come down to Charlottesville for the film festival. And how long have you been coming down?
For about 6 years, and it's been great. Charlottesville's wonderful. And the mix of the people. You get the university people, you get the retired people, and you get everybody in between. And so that's part of the fun of it.
So you just got off of a film panel, right?
I'm sorry.
You just got off of a film panel?
It wasn't a film panel. We just had we saw this film called Disco and Atomic War, which is a Estonian documentary, which was hysterically funny. It was a crowded room and everybody loved it. It was about how free Finnish television was sneaking into communist Estonia in the 1980s and undermining the communist system, and it was an inspired piece of film.
And what other films are you going to be introducing or discussing?
Well, last night I introduced 127 Hours, which was great. Sold out up on campus, and tomorrow I'll be doing Leaves of Grass. There'll be a panel afterwards with producers talking about that movie, which should be fun to discuss because Edward Norton, who plays the lead, plays identical twin brothers who are completely different from each other. And so it'll be fun to see how they did it technically, how he handled doing both roles at the same time. And the movie itself raises all sorts of moral issues and identity issues, regional issues. It's a powerful and interesting movie.
So are you going to get a chance to just go and be an audience in some films?
I am. In fact, tomorrow I want to see the movie about Boo Radley and Kill a Mockingbird. And I'm hoping to sneak into a bunch of films.
What else strikes your fancy? What else are you particularly looking forward to seeing here?
At the festival?
Yeah.
I really want to see the new Jim Carrey movie. And
I Love You, Philip Morris.
Right. Which I've heard about, which I've heard is really terrific. There's also a film that I saw already and I can't wait to see again called Made in Dannegan, which is about a women's strike at a Ford plant in the 1970s. And I was up at a festival in New York, and they had all these high-powered movies there, and big Hollywood releases, and they had this movie, and this was the crowd pleaser. This was the movie that brought the house down and that got the highest ratings.
So how did you get involved in the Virginia Film Festival?
Well, originally because my best friend was on the board of directors, and he kept telling me how interesting it was, and I teach film, and I talked to the director of the festival then, who was interested in creating a kind of educational component where students from the university, but also just folks from the community, could come and be in like a 5-day seminar. And I would give little lectures, people from the different films would come and talk to them, we'd have discussions. And so I came down to do that. After a while, the program ended, but I still wanted to stay involved, and they're soft-headed and soft-hearted and invited me back.
So you've had a chance to meet Jody Kilbasa
many times. Yeah, Jody's really terrific. I think, you know, last year he got here and he had about an hour and a half to put together a slate of films, and he did a good job. But this year, in the 6 years that I've been here, this is by far the most impressive array of films. And I also love that he's got this balance of new films, Hollywood films, small independent films, documentaries, and some old films. Mm-hmm. 50th anniversary of 1960, so he's got a bunch of films from then. I love that balance that he's brought.
Yeah, and this year for the first time, audiences can select their favorites.
Right, which I'm be interested to see what they choose. Yes.
So are you done for the day? Do you just get to be an audience member now?
Yes, I'm done for the day
now?
And I just get to be an audience member, yes.
Great. Well, I'm hoping I'm not keeping you away from any films.
Listen, thanks for all the work you're doing. And, you know, one of the things that's really satisfying about coming here is seeing all the volunteers and how much work they do. This festival is really a labor of love, and anybody who's here knows that. So,
well, you know, it means a great deal to the community, which is why I think the community really rolls out the red carpet for it. And it's really also established a reputation outside of the community.
It has, and the reputation keeps growing. And this year is only going to help it. So congratulations to Jody and all the people who work so hard on this.
All right. And congratulations to you for...
for getting through this interview,
and that we keep bringing you down.
Well, thank you very much.
All right,
you take care.